It's Wednesday Wonders, science fiction and fantasy on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG-13, suggesting that all children under the age of 13 should listen accompanied with an adult.
Shades of Vengeance presents Radio Free Tyrannus. Episode 6, Hardcastle Haulage.
Welcome, Truth Seekers. I'm Midnight Teddy, and I'm here to pull on the loose strings of your safety blanket and unravel the fabric of what you thought was your reality. Tonight, I've got another Big 8 monopolizer on the dissection table, none other than Hardcastle Haulage. Together, we're going to poke and prod this bad boy until some truth comes out. I'm also going to play a few messages which have been sent in by some loyal listeners. Stick with me all the way to the end and hear some first-hand accounts of what's really going on out there in the consortium for yourself. I've been asked on several occasions what it is that I find my inspiration for each of my shows. Well, friends, let me just tell you this. Injustice is easy to find if you know where to look. For example, the other day I was sitting at one of my favourite breakfast spots when I noticed an elderly woman counting the last of her credits to buy a meagre meal. Naturally, I offered to pay for her, and as she tried to express her gratitude, we got to chatting. It turns out that this pensioner had been a freighter pilot back in the heyday of Hardcastle Haulage, during the infamous Sean Hardcastle years. Like any good truth seeker, I wasn't about to let an opportunity like that pass me by. She started the wheels spinning, and after doing some research of my own, I concluded that Hardcastle Haulage, generally thought of as the dull second cousin to the other Big 8 companies, is just as sordid and greedy and malicious as all the rest. So I feel it deserves to have its offences addressed on my show. So, what are these offences? I'm glad you asked. By far, their biggest offence is controlling the price of all shipping. This means that everything from the cost of your new hopper to the materials for that breakfast bap is determined by one company. And no one is going to challenge them to make pricing more competitive either. Hardcastle just buys up any smaller independent traders or monopolises the easiest routes, making it impossible for other haulers to compete. We've got one company dictating the cost to haul goods all over the consortium, and what do they want to do? Build a super freighter for large volume trade routes! Say goodbye to any small crews left currently working these paths, cause Hardcastle's just gonna snap them up. I guess being the largest shipping service in the consortium ain't enough. They want to be the only shipping service. Should you be surprised? I'd say no. If the Big 8 companies are known for anything, it's their monopolising greed. While technically not a criminal offence, Hardcastle Haulage also operates massively ugly ships with designs so outdated, the crew of the Curmadge must have drawn them up 500 years ago. You might expect that to be a safety concern, but after hours of research, I found that Luke Chartered Records inspections haven't found any safety violations on Hardcastle ships. I suppose any safety concerns have to pale in comparison to backhanders from a Big 8 company.
Join Space Fleet Academy, the most trusted name among off-world employers. Thousands of our graduates have gone on to have successful careers piloting ships through some of the most adventurous routes, from Bellisama, from Essus, and even all the way to the Outsystem Combine. You can be certified in just over 18 months to pilot everything from cargo shuttles and mining scout ships to some of the largest haulers moving through space today, like the FR-1422. It's easier than you think and more rewarding than you might have heard. Being a pilot will change your life, but don't just take my word for it. Listen to what some of our recent graduates have to say. After getting my hauler's license from Space Fleet Academy, I was able to grab a post with Hardcastle Haulage. Am I supposed to be reading these in my own voice? I guess I'll finish. A post with Hardcastle Haulage that pays me more than my friends who are flying with Smertios. If you're looking for a good education, do yourself a favour and take the Space Fleet program. I proved my family wrong by finishing less time than most, and now I'm commanding my own ship. You too could be flying through the stars in no time. Don't wait. Join us at one of our recruiting offices today.
And that was a new track by Offensive Yalutian, one of my favourite up-and-comers. That last advertisement reminded me of something I wanted to mention about Hardcastle. Their recruitment. Now, don't get me wrong. If you want to be a pilot and shoot yourself out into space for a living, that's fine. I don't have a problem with people wanting to make good credits, even if they make them in a way I consider a bit unhinged. I do have a problem with Hardcastle's aggressive policy of get 'em young, use 'em till they break. Have you tallied all the advertisements, flyers, and recruitment stations around Tyrannus? It's ridiculous. They like to position themselves as the only non-military alternative to becoming a pilot. You'd never know it by looking at all those ads, but there are plenty of other ways you can get into space if you have a mind to and don't want to sign up with Smertios. Tour shuttles, space exploration vessels, and even maintenance ships are options that you could explore. Check my secure network after the show, and I'll send you a list I've compiled. Of course, that's just targeted at the young and naive. Any established pilot that they don't want to compete with, Hardcastle will just buy outright. If you're a small enterprise, trying to ship products at a decent price, and you've got a halfway decent pilot, chances are good that Hardcastle is working to hire them right from under your nose. Free traders are one of the few groups that have a chance at fighting back against this monstrosity of a company. You folks out there are doing your best to scrape together a living for your families, and I respect that. You're already pushing consortium limits. Why not go a little bit further and draw a line in the sand? Or stars. I'm not saying that any of you should descend into outright piracy. You know my feelings on violent rebellion. If we sink to their level, then we've already lost the fight. No, what I'm saying is, don't give in to the corporate greed that's sweeping through the consortium. You can fight this if you just stand up and say, we're not going to be pushed around. I can't tell you that this will be easy. You're either working with some pretty old ships or pretty expensive equipment you're trying to pay for, but it's better to live your life on your own terms instead of slaving away for some fat cat in a rich townhouse on Tyrannus. This is a message to all you free traders out there. Feel free to use my show as a platform. And if you want help sending out the call, I'd be happy to do so. Just by coincidence, this next track is called The Call. Back in a moment. We'll be right back. That, of course, was The Call by Starboy Wonder. There's something I've been tossing around in my head for a while now about all this Hardcastle nonsense. I know this happened a long time ago, but I'm sure you'll all remember when the Hardcastle Haulage CEO, Sean Hardcastle, was kicked out. Or, if you don't remember, then at least you probably learned about it in a history class somewhere. The story I was taught is that he went rogue and started the first coalition between pirate groups and Consortium Space. Not exactly the kind of thing I'd want to be known for starting, but I doubt Sean was bothered by negative press at that point. Sean and his band of deviants took aim at Iran, bombarding it from orbit and creating the biggest crisis since the Zimian War. His former company friends in the Big Eight were more than a little embarrassed to begin with. For a while, he seemed unstoppable. He even deprived our good friend Elliot Dragon, future CEO of Open Technology, of his arm. But eventually, Sean got the sharp end of the stick. I'll let you look up the details. His last sighting is fairly well documented. Now, you'd think that if a former CEO had done something so atrocious, the company he once owned would suffer. But it's been nothing like that. Piracy hasn't gone away. If anything, it's got worse. This means that any small freighter or unprotected shipment is more likely to get preyed upon. The ones that don't get bothered are the big ships, which travel with armed escorts. Hardcastle ships, to be specific. Piracy doesn't seem to have done much to put a dent in their credits. I know it sounds a bit far-fetched, but Sean Hardcastle, whether he was doing it on purpose or not, has been the one person to help out Hardcastle Haulage the most by supposedly trying to destroy it. These are the times we live in, Truth Seekers.
Growing older can be a challenging time in your life. The activities you've enjoyed for years can start to feel impossible to continue. For many of us, we simply give up trying to maintain our normal routines. Well, I'm here to tell you that you don't have to settle for a boring life, even if you find fewer days ahead of you than behind. If you want to experience freedom the way you did when you were young, now is your chance. With the Hover Nanny, you can continue to climb the mountains of Iran, play games with your family in Kamaja Park, and even take part in shockball games. Although I have to admit, I've never done any of those things. Our exclusive technology lets you get out of your house and back into society with the ease of pushing a button.
Yeah, what? Sure, I know Terry. Well, no, not that well. I mean, I've never met him. No, how should I know where he lives? Listen. I just do the advertisements. Yeah, I charge 12 for 2 minutes. Really? Oh, you're not kidding. Yeah, I'll do that. What's the thing called? That's a stupid name. I'm just trying to save you from yourself, man.
Welcome back. A discussion on any of the Big Eight companies wouldn't be complete without at least a small mention of that company's intrigues or skeletons in their big corporate closets. And Hardcastle has enough for a big old walk-in, Truth Seekers. The life of a Big 8 CEO might be filled with luxury and power, but sitting at the top also means you've got a pretty big bullseye on your back. Sean Hardcastle himself gained his position after the fairly suspicious death of his predecessor. And if my sources are correct, and they usually are, there were several other dubious deaths after Sean was CEO, which were meant to cut away any threat to his own son's claims on the line of authority. So, was that the act of a doting and loving father, just doing what he felt he had to in order to secure a safe future for his own flesh and blood? If so, his family sure had a strange way of showing their appreciation, because it was his own wife and sons who orchestrated his downfall in the company. Happy Father's Day, Sean. You're probably thinking that by now, we really shouldn't be surprised by this kind of thing in the history of a Big 8 CEO. Well, you'd be wrong. Just because it's become the done thing doesn't mean that we should start to think that this sort of thing is normal. Just the opposite. We need to be shocked when we hear that someone in power is killed in order to keep their power. We need to stay shocked and not let this kind of thing lull us into complacency. Because if it does, if this sort of thing stops disgusting you, then it's too late. They've won. That was the theme from The Champions, a new show by Inditech. Have you been watching? I have. It sure is great to see heroes on our screens that don't just punch their problems away. Now comes the part of my show that I've been looking forward to all week, but also dreading. Last time, I asked you all to send in some messages, and you responded in droves. I've not had a chance to listen to them all yet, but let's see what we've got.
Hi, Terry, this is Micah. I just want to say thanks for giving those stuck-up smirliest vultures a piece of your mind and sticking up for the rest of us. You're all right by me, Terry. My cousin got his arm broke by one of those uniformed thugs. Yeah, he was just trying to pay off a parking ticket, and they said he was disturbing an officer in the performance of his duties. Bullshit. If you ask me, it's time somebody started standing up to those mercenaries.
Thank you, Micah, for calling that in. Unfortunately, what your cousin experienced is something I hear about all too often from folks. A lot of Smirtius soldiers take their job way too seriously and frequently end up hurting the very people they're supposedly protecting. I agree with you, Micah. It's about time we started making note of these incidents. Smirtius has to know that we won't just close our eyes to every injustice. I encourage you and anyone listening to grab recordings of situations that you feel are beyond the normal call of duty for these officers. Share what's happening on the streets with as many people as you can and flood your local command post with videos of these abuses of power. We need to spread the word. Thanks, Micah. All right. Who's next?
This is not fan mail. Well, maybe it is. I ask for help. Listen, what should I do if I think my bread machine is recording all my conversations? My son thinks I'm insane, but I swear that thing is watching us. What do I do?
Thank you, sir, for your message. Regular listeners will remember, I did a show not too long ago discussing open technology and all the ways that they're spying on us in our homes. The first thing you're going to want to do is unplug that machine, sir. That'll shut off immediate power, but it could still be running off a hidden supply. You'll want to take it in to Gixitixel's machine shop on Adams Boulevard. He can scan it for you and find out the truth, and at a reasonable price too. Good luck. I'm glad I can provide some help for you, Truth Seekers. Let's see what the next message brings.
Yeah, Terry. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I love what you're doing with the show. I listen to it all the time. Anybody who thinks there's no one out here couldn't be more wrong. It's great to hear people fighting back against all this oppression and hate I see every day. Keep up with the good work. And I hope you find your sister. That really sucks.
Thank you, my friend. Your support is what keeps me going. Listeners like you are the reason I'm out here, trying to spread some knowledge and turn things around in our crazy world. All right, just enough time for one more message.
I don't have a question for you, Terry, but I wanted to say that what you're doing is a noble thing. With corruption steering our future, it will be people like you who show us a better path. We're all in for some hard days ahead. Trust me, this will get much worse before it gets better. The escalation of what companies believe they can get away with, driven by unrestrained greed, it points to something big coming from the horizon. You are giving us hope, though. We have each other, and we're brought together by you. I hear people talking about your show and coming together because of it. Keep talking, because people are listening. I just wanted to say, this is my favorite show on Tyrannus.
Thank you. What a fantastic message. I have to say, you sound familiar, listener, but I can't quite place where from. I'm glad that this is your favorite show. I'm doing everything I can to expose the greed and corruption of the Big Eight. I am so pleased to hear that people like you are listening. Thanks again for taking the time to call in. And don't worry, I'll be broadcasting for a long time yet. It was great hearing from so many fans. I'm going to keep broadcasting these for as long as you continue to give them to me. So send a message whenever you see something you want to ask me about. Good things are going to start happening. I can feel it. The winds of change have started to blow. Just look at how many folks are opening their eyes and minds to what's really going on in our world. Mind you, it won't happen all at once. Nothing good ever came all at once. But one day soon, you and I will look back on this moment in our history and know that we were living through a time of important change. A time when regular people, you, me, we, stood up and changed the world. Just you wait. It's already started.
In Hardcastle Haulage, Midnight Terry was played by Leo Kosh and The Advertiser by Ed Jowett. The fans who sent messages were Leo Kosh, Jennifer Hale, Kerry Hutchinson, and Dorfies G. The music was Hope is Like a River by Michael Anthony, The Dice are Thrown by My Free Mickey, Jazzy Eve of Heavy Seas by Wired Ant, Violet's Theme by Devil Sullivan, Piper Staying by Soft and Furious, Emergence Fiddle Dance by Building on Fire, and Fallen Heroes by Spinning Merkaba. The main theme was composed by Devil Sullivan. Hardcastle Haulage was written by Amy Allburton and edited by Ed Jowett. This episode was produced by Maisie Kay. The executive producer was Ed Jowett. Audio production was by Leo Kosh and Ed Jowett. Era the Consortium and Radio Free Tyrannus are copyright Shades of Vengeance Limited, all rights reserved. Radio Free Tyrannus was brought to you by our Kickstarter backers: A. Adams, Alexandria RPG, Amy A., Anestis Kozakis, Caitlin Jane Hughes, Greg Drohan, Hans de Wolf, Ian M. Ward, Immaculate Jowett, Isaac Will It Work Dansica, James Leach, Genevieve Tasha Power Defer, John M. Portley, Jonathan A. Gillett, Jordan Hampton, Karume Deco, Ken Layden, Louis Veldurve, Swashbuckler Extraordinaire, Maisie Kay, Matthew Wheeler II, Max Tor, Michael Hudson, Michael P. Charlton, Michael Spatcher, Nessox Callum, Renzo Crispieri, Revek, Relnair Dekvande, Robert Campbell, Rolf Lorne, Serena Intendant S. Nelson, Splintered Caravan, Susie R., The Mallow Man, Seven, the second best archaeologist on Abnoab, Tom S., William Nunn, and Zach Brown. Shades of Vengeance would like to extend their thanks to these individuals for helping to make this project a reality.
Do not adjust your sets. You're tuned to Wednesday Wonders on the Mutual Audio Network. Tomorrow on Mutual is Thursday Thrillers, our roundup of action, adventure, mystery, crime drama, and thrillers, of course. Subscribe to the full Mutual Audio Network feed for every day of diverse audio tales. Or find the Thursday Thrillers feed in your favorite podcast players.
The Mutual Audio Network. Listening and imagining together.